Welcome to Power Hour of Prayer with your Chief Apostle, P.A. Stewart, in the blessed city of Baltimore, Maryland. We thank God for you, you, and you. God is truly good, and God is on the throne. We know we have been celebrating Mother's Day, and we're celebrating Mother's Month. We just thank God for Jesus. We thank God for you, you, and you, all of our listeners that are listening in. We thank God for you writing to us and sharing your prayer requests. We are praying 24 hours around the clock. Yes, Worldwide Prayer and Faith Ministries, we're praying 24 hours around the clock for you, you, and you. The Word of God tells us to pray without ceasing. We are being obedient to the Spirit of God, and we thank God for blessing us right now. We thank God for each and every one of you praying sincere prayers, knowing that God is a prayer-answering God. He may not come when you think he should come, but he's always on time. Thank God, because he's an on-time God. In every situation that we're going through, everything, he's an on-time God. The battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. And in his time, and in his own way, he will work it out. In fact, he's already worked it out. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Thank you for allowing us to come together as sisters and brothers in Christ. We plead the blood of Jesus against anyone or anything they may try to rise up against your people. Father God, we pray right now that you put a hedge of protection all around us, Father God, from seen and unseen danger. Father, we thank you right now for this day. We thank you because you woke us up this morning and started us on our way. You didn't have to do it, but you did. Father God, you kept most of us safe from fires and floods and these of the night. Father God, even those that were in the midst of a hurricane or a tornado, Father God, or some other natural disaster, Father God, we still want to thank you for the lives, Father God, that you have allowed to live for once more. We pray for those, Father God, that may be suffering in the midst of some trials or tribulations. We pray, Father, that you would just strengthen them, guide them, lead them, and direct them. Wrap your loving arms, Father, around your people right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever situations that we're going through, we pray, Father God, that we know that we could still trust in God, the almighty living God, because our God is not dead. Our God lives, and he lives within our souls. We thank you, Father God, for decency and order, because our God does everything in decency and order. And we thank you right now for the order that you have established in our lives. Father God, we thank you for those of us that are living decent lives. We thank you, Father God, right now for coming into our homes this morning and, Father God, setting everything in order, our minds, our bodies, our spirits, our souls. Then we go, Father God, to the natural. We thank you right now for setting everything in order. Spiritually, Father God, we thank you, Father, right now that we have a mind stayed on thee. And we believe in the power of the almighty living God. We believe and we trust in you. We take you at your word. You said the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. He maketh us to lie down in green pastures, Father God. We thank you right now because you're restoring us right now in the name of Jesus. A lot of us have gone through some trying situations, but you said that you will restore and we take you at your word. You said the Lord is our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? We thank you right now, Father God, protecting us, providing, making a way out of no way. We thank you for putting a hedge of protection all around us right now, Father God. There's someone that was in the midst of an accident, Father God, but we thank you right now because they were not injured. We thank you, Father God, that Dr. Anthony Long was not injured in that car accident. We thank you, glory be to God, hallelujah, for the healing of Dr. Bernice Moore Wright's kidneys. We thank you, Father God, nobody but you. We thank you for the healing of Mother Annie Green's body right now, total healing, mind, body, spirit, and soul. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father, for healing Mother Nita, Dr. Kevin Carter's mom, Father God, and his family. We thank you for that total healing in that family right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you, glory be to God, for Sister Burdetta Washington, healing her from cancer, We thank you, Father God. We are praising you right now. We're giving you the glory and the honor. We thank you, Father, for promotion for Desmond Stewart, Father God. We thank you for blessing him, for giving him travel and mercy to and fro. We thank you, Father God, glory be to God, for blessing Sister Shanita Kelly, her children, Father God, her family in its entirety, the Kelly family. We thank you right now, glory be to God, hallelujah, for blessing Sister Terry Brown, her family, Father God, in its entirety. We thank you, Father God, for touching Jada, blessing her as she travel and go to college, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for just keeping her in her right mind, her mind that want to serve you as a young woman of God. We pray for Elder Darren Bush, Father, wherever he may be, that you'll bless him in the name of Jesus. Touch his children. Let his children see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Protect them right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for Monica Bush, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you'll be with her, guide her, and lead her. Protect her from seen and unseen danger. We lift up Deaconess Phyllis Blue, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you'll continue to bless her and strengthen her as she is the matriarch of that Blue family. We thank you, Father God, for the many years that you blessed her to continue to share her wisdom with not only her family, but with the body of Christ. We thank you for New Metropolitan Baptist Church, Father God, and Pastor Deacons and his wife, that they'll continue, Father God, to preach the word and teach the word like you have ordained for them to do. We thank you for blessing them to bless the community in which the church is in and their community where they live. We thank you, Father, right now, Father God, for Pastor Ramona Ellis and Deacon Judson Ellis, their children, Father God, and grandchildren. We thank you right now for blessing them in ways they never could imagine. Touch them right now, Father God, as they prepare to go to work on this day, that you'll bless them in their travels to and fro. Put a hedge to protect them, Father God, in their travels and on their job. We thank you, Father, for protecting Erica right now in the name of Jesus, providing her and making her way out of no way. Elder Hattie Bridges, we thank God for protecting you as you travel to and from Virginia Beach, Virginia. We thank you for your son-in-law and your daughter and the twins, Father God, that you protect that family, continue to hold them and keep them together. Father, we thank you right now for blessing and healing Apostle Murray Davis Edwards, Sister Tina, Father God, Sewell. We thank you for healing her and Sister Diane and her travels to Atlanta. We thank you, Father God, for many of those who have traveled near and far to be with their mothers, foster mothers, spiritual mothers. We thank you right now, Father God, for someone you blessed to come into someone's life and show them the right way and lead them and guide them and direct them. We thank you, Father God, for blessing the family of Mother Betty Epps, Father God. We thank you for going into the nursing homes and blessing those individuals that are residents there. You'll touch the directors, Father God. You'll touch the activity directors, that you'll bless the food that they receive on a daily basis, the medication, Father God, that the benefits will outweigh the side effects. We thank you right now, Father God, for there's someone, Father God, that feel like they want to give up. But let them know, Father, that they're to hold on to God's unchanging hand. And we thank you right now, glory be to God, for touching, praise God, Mother Linda Smith, Father God, the pastor, Father God, of Road to Light Ministry. Bless her right now, her family and her children, her grandchildren and great-grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Lakeisha Overton, Father, in the name of Jesus. You know what her situation is. You know what she's going through, Father God. And we pray right now that you'll touch her and be with her and bless her. We pray for Sabrina and the work that she's doing with her business, Father God. One day at a time. Bless one day at a time business, Father God. And we call it Sabrina's ministry. You've ordained her, Father God, in such a time like this to bless God's people that are in need of her services. May her work prosper, Father, in her business right now, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Gladys Watson and her sister Gloria Watson. We thank you right now for blessing those two sisters, Father God, that cherish one another, that love one another, that support one another, And we thank you, Father God, because they have been support and love to their family members. We thank you, Father God, for Dr. Catherine Walker, for blessing her in ways that she never can imagine. We pray right now, Father God, that your blessings will go throughout that apartment building where she lives. Let the Spirit of God flow like never before. And Father God, send forth your healing power upon the seniors and the disabled people on Maiden Choice Lane. We pray, Father God, for Pastor Rosie Cobia and her family in its entirety. We lift up, Father God, all of her children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren and son-in-laws and daughter-in-laws in the name of Jesus. We pray for Vaughn Green, Father God, the work that he's doing to comfort many families, Father, throughout the years. We lift up him and his wife and his children in the name of Jesus. We pray for Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close, Sister Gwen Close, Father God, and Reverend Close's son, Father God, Harry Close Jr. We pray, Father God, for the family in its entirety. Touch them, bless them, heal them with your mighty hand, Father God. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for Sister Greta. Father God, we pray for all of our mail couriers, those, Father God, that are working faithfully in the vineyard as they carry mail throughout the streets. Protect our mail couriers, Father God, from seen and unseen danger. Be with those, Father God, as they go about their daily tasks. In the weather, be favorable to them. But we know that, Father God, they have favor of God upon them as they walk from house to house, as they walk from neighborhood to neighborhood, as they walk from the city to the county, and, Father God, inside the post office. Protect them right now. Be with them, guide them, and lead them. And let them know, Father God, that we are praying for them and give them the strength and desire to go on and carry out their daily tasks. We pray for Dr. Ron Green and Jill Green in Miami, Florida. We pray right now for the family members, Father God, that surround them and that bless them. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus for Brother Larry and his wife, Father God. We lift up in the name of Jesus all of those that stay in them healing right now, Father God, right now. You know who they are. We may not call out their names, but we thank you for Sister Tammy, Pastor Tammy Caesar. Continue to bless her and her aunt, Sister Shirley Caesar, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We pray for Minister Sharon, Father God. We thank you right now for blessing her and her family members one by one, individually and collectively. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for praying for Deacon, Father God, Duffy, Mamie Duffy. We are praying for you that God will touch your mind, body, spirit, and soul. Praying for your daughter's great ministry, one body with many parts. We are praying for the God Be the Glory Church of Worship, Apostle Deborah Gilmore. We are praying for you and your husband, Bishop Gregory Gilmore Sr., your son, Pastor Gregory Gilmore Jr., and his wife, Pastor Melissa Gilmore. We are praying, Father God, for families, and Father God, we lift knowing that you're God, that know exactly what they're going through. We pray, glory be to God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We are praying, Father God, for the great woman of God, Sister Sandra Bowden. Touch her right now, Father God, as she continue to counsel the children in the schools. We pray, Father God, you'll touch this great woman of God and other school counselors. We pray for our children as they go off to school, Father God, that you'll minister to them as they go on their way, that you'll touch them one by one, individually and collectively. We pray for our teachers, Father God, our school psychologists, our school protectors. We pray right now that they will protect our children. Be with them, guide them, and lead them. Hallelujah, glory be to God. We lift up every principal, every teacher, every social worker, every guidance counselor. We pray, glory be to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for their safety, that there'll be no guns and no weapons planted in our schools and not in the pockets of our youth that are going into the schools. And keep those, Father God, undesirables out of our schools so that our children can be there to learn. And you can protect them, Father God, for seen and unseen danger. We thank you right now. They have a mind stayed on thee. Touch their bodies, their minds, their spirits, and their souls. Let them know that they have a God to glorify. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for hearing this prayer and answering our prayer. In times like these, we need a Savior. We pray for Amanda, Father God, that you'll touch her right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. That you'll send forth healing in her body from Crohn's colitis. Thank you, Lord. Touch someone right now, Father God, that may be going through a mental situation. We come against mental illness right now and send it back to the pits of hell from which it came. Someone's mind is totally confused, don't know which direction to go, and don't know what to do. Touch that mind right now, because you are a mind regulator and a heart fixer. Touch that mind. Move out that confusion. No more bipolar disorder. No more paranoid schizophrenic disorder. Touch that mind and regulate the minds of those that have been walking the streets all night long, those who have been slumbering on the streets, Father God, inside their personal tents. Touch their minds right now, that they'll have a mind to be obedient to the Spirit of God. And they'll surrender to you, Father God, that they want to go into a shelter or, Father God, a home where somebody's made a way out of no way for them to live inside a home. We thank you right now for blessing those individuals to get off of drugs. No more alcoholism. We come against every drug addiction right now in the name of Jesus. That they'll have a mind to say, Jesus, I want to serve you and not drugs, not alcohol. Touch every prostitute that's been walking the streets all night long, Father God. Touch their mind, body, spirit, and soul. Let them know that there is a better way. And that better way is in Jesus Christ. Let them fall on bended knees and surrender to you and say, I give up this life right now. We ask, Father God, you'll touch the tongues of the liars. That, Father God, you deliver them from lying right now. We come against that lying demon right now in the name of Jesus. That they will no longer lie to their spouse. They'll no longer lie to their children. No longer lie to their family members. Touch the liar, the tongue of the liar right now. Do away with it, Father, in the name of Jesus. That they will become honest men and women, honest citizens, that they will no longer lie. We come against homosexuality right now in the name of Jesus. Let it disintegrate. We're speaking your word this morning, Father God. We believe you and trust you at your word that you make no mistakes, Father God. You created male and female. And Father God, we know that you are God that loves us, but you hate the sin. We pray right now, Father God, that they will surrender to you, knowing that God is able to keep them. We come against, Father, in the name of Jesus, those that are firing illegal weapons on the streets. Father God, we pray right now, you touch those weapons and let them lay them down. Let them surrender their life to you and not the weapons. Let them look to Jesus Christ, knowing, Father God, that you are able. You're able. Let them not fight the battle with guns or weapons, but let them call upon you. Let them surrender to you right now, every gangbanger under the sound of my voice. Every son or daughter, Father God, every husband or wife, Father God, let them turn over their trials and tribulations and situations to you. You said that you're putting them more on us than what we can bear. And we thank you right now, Father God, because a lot of us are putting it on our own selves. So we can't blame you. We're going to trust you and believe you at your word. We pray, Father God, for every individual that stand in need of a miracle. Work a miracle out right now for Sister Jacqueline Anderson. Work a miracle out for her right now in the name of Jesus. And for her mom, Beatrice Ward. And for her dad, Curtis Anderson. Father God, go throughout that family and saturate it, Father God, with the anointing from God on high. We pray for Alfred and Ruth Bellamy. Father God, Elder Josephine Dennis. We lift up, Father, in the name of Jesus, for Sister Demetria Charles and her family in its entirety. We know that you're able. Minister Barbara Duffy and the entire Duffy family, her sons, her daughters, her grandchildren, son-in-laws. We pray for Elder Evangelist Janet Griffith. We lift up her son, Jonathan, that you'll touch his mind, body, spirit, and soul. We come against that dyslexia spirit in the name of Jesus, Father God. No more dyslexia right now in the name of Jesus. We come against dyslexia. We pray, Father God, for Christopher in the name of Jesus. You'll touch him right now. We thank you, Father God, for blessing him with that brand new kidney, that he'll continue to go forth
and make a difference in the lives of the churches where he is continuously ministering, playing drums. Touch his hands, strengthen him, and guide him and lead Christopher, Father God. We thank you for his mother, blessing him, getting her son to know you as his personal Savior, ministering to her daughters, Vicky, Father God. We thank you right now for ministering to her daughters, her grandchildren. We thank you, Father God, for Malik. Bless Malik, Father God. Bless Micah. We thank you right now. Glory be to God. Bless Tina Green and Edward Green. We thank you right now for touching that family in its entirety. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that they have a mind stayed on thee. We pray, glory be to God, hallelujah, for Sister Marsha, that you'll touch her and continue to guide her and lead her and direct her. We pray for Christina, Father God, that you'll touch her, Father God, as she go forth and make a difference with new birth. Bless the child that she's carrying, Father God, that it will be cared for in a very, very special way. Bless the dad, Father God, of that child. We pray, Father God, for Sister Missionary Sarah Hammond, Chaplain Denise Reed. We are praying for you and your families. God bless Apostle Jacqueline Hill and her family, Father God, and her brother, Father. Touch right now. And we thank you for his healing. Thank you, Jesus. You are a miracle worker, Father. And we know, Father God, you said in your word, by your stripes, we are healed. The body of Christ is healed. You said, if my people will call by my name, will humble themselves and pray, and turn from their wicked ways, and seek your face, then you will hear from heaven and heal the land. And we thank you for that healing right now in advance. We thank you for that healing right now in our minds, our bodies, our spirits, and our souls, our families, our schools, our churches, our police department. We thank you for the healing right now. We need it in the Capitol building, in Washington, D.C. Our President, Joe Biden, his wife, Father God, Jill Biden, as she travel around the world. Touch their minds, Father God, that they will go and live according to the word of God. They'll make rules and regulations according to the word of God. Not their will, but let your will be done in Washington, D.C. Touch the Vice President, Father God, Kamala Harris, and her husband. Let them see and witness the mighty move of God in their lives. Let them know that you are true and living God. You're God that cannot fail and will not fail. Let them, Father God, read your word. Study your word. Not just the laws of the land, but let them read your word and study your word. Those on Capitol Hill, the House of Representatives, the congressmen, the senators, Father, we pray right now you touch each and every one of them. You know who their names are. Touch their minds that they have a mindset on Jesus Christ. Those that want to do and please you, give them a fresh anointing. Build them up and make them stronger than ever before in the word of God. Strengthen them right now, Father God. Strengthen them. Prop them up. Make them stronger than ever before. A fresh anointing to fall down upon the men and women of God in Congress, the senators, and Father God, those that want to live right. House of Representatives, we pray right now, Father God, that you'll crown their head with godly wisdom, godly understanding. Thank you, Jesus. Apostle Jacqueline Hill, we're praying for you once more, you and your brother. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Earl and Cheryl Purvey, we are praying for you that God will continue to keep you together as family in one. We're praying for your children and grandchildren. Bless them. Be with them. Guide them and lead them, Holy Spirit. Evangelist Patricia Hughes, we are praying for you and your family in its entirety. Elder Cassie and Andre, Deacon Andre, we are praying for you and your family as you continue to go forth and bless God's people. Make a difference in the lives that you touch, and your personal family and your church family. We're praying for your overseer, Dr. Leela Broomfield of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, that you'll strengthen her and guide her and lead her, have her to continue to teach the unadulterated word that she'll continue to go forth and bless God's people with the word of God. Bless her with a fresh anointing. We pray for James Long, his wife, Sister Long, his brother. We are praying for you, the Long family, that you work every situation out in the loss of their mom, that those brothers will go closer together in Jesus Christ. Their wives and their children will be blessed. We thank you, Father God, for Apostle Linda Love. We're keeping her lifted up in prayer and her family. We're praying, Father God, for Apostle Jackie Miller. Bless her, be with her, guide her, lead her, and strengthen her. Pastor Victor Mines, First Lady Karen Mines, we are praying for you, the Blood of Redemption Church. Bless that church as it continues to grow and flow in the name of Jesus. Dr. Patricia McCray and your son, we are praying for you that God will continue to strengthen you. And thank you for healing Dr. Patricia McCray from cancer. We thank you for that healing right now. We thank you for blessing the son to be by his mother's side in good times and bad times. We thank you right now, Father God. We speak a special blessing in her son's life. As he traveled to work to Aberdeen, Maryland, bless him on those proving grounds, Father God. Be with him and guide him and lead him and protect him from seen and unseen danger. We're praying for Sister Yvonne McFadden and her daughter, her mother, her family, and her team, Father God. Bless that family. Healing, Father God, in that family. Deliverance right now on this day in the name of Jesus. Apostle Zelda Robinson, we're praying for you. Great woman of God who cares so much about her community. Have her to continue to speak up for her community right where she is. Bless her in the nursing home, Father God, as she continues to go forth and get rehabilitation that she needs. Touch her son. Touch her son. Bless him and strengthen him as he continues to bless his mom. Bless every worker in that vineyard, in that nursing home, Manicare Ruxton. Touch the workers, Father God, faithfully as they go forth and make a difference of the lives of the residents that are there. Elder Annette Smith and Elder Don Smith, we are praying for you. Special prayers that God will make a way out of no way. Yes, God heard you. He's answered your prayer. Maybe not in the way that you think he should answer it, but he's answered your prayer. We pray for Mercedes. We pray for Mercedes and her children. We pray for Keeping Hope Alive Ministries with Elder Annette and Don Smith. Keeping Hope Alive Ministries. Powerful men and women of God, making a difference in the lives of others. We pray for Bishop Simmons of Simmons Memorial Church and that church family. Bless them right now. Be with them, guide them, lead them, and direct them. We are praying for you, Bishop. We know that you're able. Strengthen him and his wife as they continue to minister to the drug addicts and the alcoholics that are walking the streets, Father God, in that area. Strong church, holding on to God's unchanging hand. We lift up Evangelist Jacknita Taylor. Danielle, we are praying for you. The daughters, the grandsons of Evangelist Jacknita Taylor. We know that God is able. God is keeping you. He's blessed you over and over again. We thank you for her healing. We pray for Sister Mary Thomas' son. We lift him up right now in the name of Jesus, that you'll continue to bless him, be with him, and guide him, and lead him, and strengthen him. We pray for Sister Maddie Hightower, Rhonda Hightower. We pray in the name of Jesus for Rosie Trahan, the Trahan family in its entirety. We know that you're able. We pray for Wallace Green, retired Chief Petty Officer, United States Navy. We lift him up right now in the name of Jesus and his wife Sandra, Father God. We pray for healing right now in the name of Jesus. Kelsey, we are praying for you. We know that God is able. We know that God can strengthen you, and we know that God can keep you. We thank you right now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For Ricky Hightower, for touching his mind right now and leading him in the right direction. Father God, we expect some miracles, Father God. We are doing what you have told us to do, to pray without ceasing. We are trusting and believing you. We lift up Myra Mickle right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for Sister Myra as she go forth, Father God, to continue to make a difference. We pray for all of those funeral directors, those that are working with, Father God, families that have lost their loved ones, that they'll continue to have a mind stayed on thee. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We pray for everyone in a nursing home, assisted living facility. Touch every resident, every nurse, every doctor. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank you, Jesus, right now. We know that you're a good God. You're a God that can do anything but fail. We're praying for healing. Yes. We are praying for healing. You said you have not because we ask not. We're asking for healing upon the mind, body, spirits, and souls of those, Father God, that's been praying for you continuously. And we intercede for those that have not prayed. We call upon every intercessory prayer warrior to pray without ceasing. Because in times like these, we come against those spirits that's not of you and send them back to the pits of hell from which they came. So not against flesh and blood, but against those principalities in high places. And we pray that you will destroy them, Father God. Let them burn and disintegrate, never to appear in our lives again. We're walking by faith with our heads held up high as men and women of God, those that's in the military, the Navy, the Army, the Air Force, the Marines, the Coast Guard, the National Guard. We lift up every veteran, Father God, who have served their time and given up their time for their country, the volunteers. We thank you right now, Father. Strengthen every veteran that they'll continue to go forth and make a difference in times like these. Let them continue to be a blessing to the world. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We pray for all of those in Iraq, Father God. Those that are in foreign lands, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those that are in the midst of a war right now, we pray for the leaders, Father God, that they'll come together and fall on bended knees and surrender to you, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, let them surrender to you. President Putin, surrender to the Almighty Living God. We pray for every president, vice president, ambassadors. Hallelujah, glory be to God. We pray and lift up every king and queen of the nations that you've set apart as leaders, every tribe leader in Africa, Guyana. We pray for those in Venezuela. We lift up those in Germany. We lift them up, Father God. You're a worldwide God, and we thank you right now. You're everywhere. You know what we stand in need of, food, shelter, clothes, Father God, whatever they stand in need of, make a way out of no way. We thank you for healing, your healing power. We come against that spirit of suicide right now, not on our watch. You will not commit suicide. God has a plan for your life. God has a plan for your life, and it will come into fruition. We thank you right now, Father God, for having that individual put down those pills, put down that gun, put down that knife, put down that cutting of the wrist. Stop it in the name of Jesus. Touch that body right now in the name of Jesus. Let them totally surrender to you. They're crying out for someone to show them the love of Jesus Christ. Let someone know this morning, Father God, that you're with them every step of the way. Have them not to give up. Have them not to surrender to the will of man. We thank you, Father God, for every individual, Father God, that is crying upon you right now, that are trusting in you right now. Let them know, Father God, you've heard their cry, and you'll answer it by and by. Just have a little talk with Jesus, and he will make it right. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord. Surrender that situation over to the Almighty Living God. Surrender that husband or that wife to God. Surrender that sister or that brother over to God. Surrender that niece or nephew over to God. Surrender that child over to God. That young man, that young woman, that grandchild with a habit. Surrender Put them in God's hands. Surrender to the Almighty Living God. That job, that boss that's been getting your nerves, surrender them to the Almighty Living God. Praise the Lord. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. Let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me. Let that peace come into your mind, your spirit, and your soul right now. Someone have a desire to fast, Father God. Strengthen them right now. Strengthen them. Prepare them for that fast, Father God, because they're fasting for a good reason. And we know that fast will be for a season. We thank you for Mother Green once more. We thank you for Mother Nita once more. We thank you, glory be to God, for the great mothers on this earth. We thank you, Father God, for Reverend Dr. Charles E. Sam, New Union Baptist Church in the blessed city of Baltimore. Sister Nettie Harrington, we thank you right now, blessing her, the mother of New Union Baptist Church, First Lady of New Union Baptist Church. Bless right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you right now, Father. We thank you for those that you've healed, set free, delivered, regulating minds, having a new mindset, a mind stayed on Jesus Christ. We know, Father God, you are the lawyer in the courtroom. You're the judge above all judge. Someone has to go to court this morning. Touch, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, and you set the atmosphere. You make things right. You make things right, Father God, in that person's life that have not committed that crime. Let them come out. Let them shine as pure gold. Touch the judge, Father, in the name of Jesus on that situation. Touch the lawyer, Father God, that they will reveal the truth. We pray for everyone behind prison bars right now, that they will all surrender to you. Those innocent victims, Father God, those innocent persons, release them. And as you release them from prison, make a way out of no way. Provide them with food and shelter, jobs. Bless them right now. Make a way out of no way. Don't release them into nothing, but release them right now, Father God, into your loving arms. Let them know that you care about them, those that are behind the prison bars. Let them know, Father God, that you're with them. All they got to do is surrender to you. We thank you for the prison guards. We thank you, Father God, for the warden, that they will just cry out and pray and seek you. Let the temples be holy. We thank you, Father God, for the churches, our chief apostles, our archbishops, our bishops, our apostles. We thank you right now for our leadership, pastors, elders, superintendents, deacons, deaconess, evangelists, leaders and teachers in our churches, trustees, those that clean the floors, our sextons, that open and close the door churches. We are praying for you that God will bless you and keep you and guide you and lead you and direct you. Praying for a hedge of protection this morning, Father God, right now, from seen and unseen danger. We thank you, Father God, for providing that dear one with a job, a career. Let them use their talents. We thank you, Father God, for the many gifts that you'll bless your people with. Gifts, Father God. We thank you for restoration, restoring all that the locusts had taken away, that you have restored. Thank you for restoration right now. And we thank you for peace that surpasses all understanding. In the midst of everything that's going on, we can still have that peace, the peace of God, the wisdom of God. Crown our heads with godly wisdom, godly knowledge, and godly understanding. Let your people walk in the peace of the Almighty Living God. And we thank you for that right now. because you can give us that peace in the midst of every situation that we're going through. When all hell is breaking loose, you can bless us with that peace. And we thank you, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I decree and declare a spirit of peace upon every household. As you walk into your job, a spirit of peace. As you walk into that bank, a spirit of peace. As you walk into the grocery store, a spirit of peace. We come against confusion. We come against that confusion, Father God. Touch that person's mind right now and let them know. If they call upon the name of Jesus, you will wipe out that confusion. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There's someone that need to make a decision today. Father God, we pray right now that you'll touch their mind right now and let them make the right decision in that situation. We pray that you'll make their enemies their footstool in the name of Jesus. Men and women of God, walk in the authority of Jesus Christ. He will make your enemies your footstool. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord is your light and your salvation. Whom shall we fear? Nobody but God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Plead your cause unto the Lord. He will fight your battle. He is your judge. He knows what you're going through. God will take care of you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He did it before and he'll do it again. We thank you right now, Father God, for hearing and answering our prayer on this day, at this moment, at this hour. We thank you right now, Father God, for taking that confusion out of that person's mind. We thank you, Father God, for blessing that individual that was about to give up, but they're now holding on to your unchanging hand. We thank you for putting peace in that home, on that job, that Satan, you're a liar and you're a deceiver. You will not cause confusion in that household. You will not cause confusion on that job. Send it back to the pits of hell from which it came. Satan, right now, we come against you. God is bigger than you will ever be. And we know the God that we serve. We thank you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for coming into that household right now, moving that confusion out, never to return. Never to return. Moving out those jealous, envious spirits in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now for blessing that home right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your healing mercy. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you right now because you are a God of peace. We thank you for peace upon this land. We are a nation called to pray without ceasing. And as we pray, we expect the move and hand of God in our lives. And we believe that you say that you will do what you said you would do. You are not a God that will not lie. You said that you'll give us the desires of our heart. And we thank you right now for blessing each and every individual under the sound of my voice that believe and trust in God that you've given them the desires of their heart. Bless that bank account, Father God. And it will not decrease, but it will increase. We are millionaires in Jesus Christ. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And we thank you right now. We're God's people. Our Father is rich in houses and land. And we thank you right now that we, Father God, we are those that give and not borrow. We thank you right now that we are givers and not borrowers. That we will bless someone because you have blessed us over and over again. We thank you right now that we will be a blessing to someone spiritually, physically, and financially. Open our hearts and our minds, our spirits and our souls. That we will bless someone that stands in need of a blessing. We thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory on this day. In Jesus Christ's name, let all of God's people say amen, amen, and amen. Yes, this is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, with you this morning. Our power of prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Continue to read your Psalms 91, 35, and 37. And watch God move on your behalf. God is a good God. Yes, he is. I want to talk to you this morning about how to behold the Christ in yourself. And we talked about this before. And someone said, would you please do that again? Yes. Also, don't forget to behold the Christ in yourself. Behold the Christ in yourself. It's also good when you have prayed for yourself, apparently to no avail, to just release yourself to the Christ within you, to cast the whole burden of answered prayer on the Christ within you. This often brings the right results quickly. A series of affirmations, such as the following, can help you do this. My life cannot be limited. Christ in me is my freeing power. Christ in me is my freeing power. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. Christ in me is my forgiving power. Christ in me is my releasing power. Release some things this morning. Let some people go. Let some situations go. Christ in me now frees me from all attachments to people, places, or things of the past or present. Stop attaching yourself to people, places, or things. Lots of times it's only for a season. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Christ in me is my healing power. Christ in me now raises me up to perfect health. Perfect health. Christ in me is my prospering power. Christ in me is always worthy. Always worthy. He is worthy to be praised. You're praising God, not yourself. Always worthy. The Christ in you. Through the Christ within, I give of my best, and I receive only the best in return. If you give of your best, my sisters and brothers, you should expect the best in return. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Give of your best to Jesus Christ first. Do your best in the name of Jesus. And remember, only what you do for Christ will last. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Only what you do for Christ will last. If you're not doing it in the name of Jesus, don't do it at all. If you're doing it to expect to get something back, don't give it all. Now, if you're tithing, yes, we expect God to bless us back. If you're giving to other people and expecting for that same person to come back and do something for you, stop it. They may not ever give you anything back. They may not even give you a thank you. Only what you do for Christ will last. And before you do it, you need to seek the Lord. God, is this my assignment? Should I give this to the individual? Pray about it. Pray about it. Pray about it. Through the Christ within, I give of my best, and I receive only the best in return. Christ in me now reveals any block to be removed mentally or emotionally so that I am receptive to all health, wealth, and happiness. Stop receiving those negative thoughts. Whose report are you going to receive? The report of the Almighty Living God is already done. By his stripes, I am healed. Every bill that I owe is paid in full. I am God's woman. I am God's man. I am rich in houses and land. That's my daddy. Abba, Father. I could cry out to you, to him. My father is rich in houses and land. And sure as his children. You're a child of God. You're a man or woman of God. You're rich in houses and land. Thank you, Jesus. Christ in me now guides me into my life, into my true place in life. with the true people, and I rejoice in you, will lead you and guide you to your true place in life. You might have had a job, you've been working for 35 years, 40 years, 50 years, but that wasn't your true place. Now, after you retire, God will lead you in that true place. You might have been working in that true place for part-time, while you were working, that's okay. But now God is going to lead you into it full-time. Christ in me now guides me into my true place in life with the true people. People that love the Lord. People that surrender their lives to God. God will have you working with them, and then you'll rejoice. Christ in me is producing perfect results in every phase of my life. Now and all is well. Hallelujah. Producing. He never stops. Producing perfect results. Isn't that an awesome God? That God is ongoing. He's producing. His work never stops inside of you. You may have ideas. You may have suggestions. You may have some inventions inside of you. Christ is producing those ideas. You may be writing a book. You may be directing a movie. You may be producing a radio show, a TV show. You may be designing a home. You may be purchasing land. You may be selling real estate. You may be creating some creative recipes, designing clothes, producing, producing, and producing. Christ in you is giving you those ideas. Go forth and make a difference with the Christ inside of you. Christ is producing. Hallelujah. Christ is producing in me perfect results in every phase of my life. Now and all is well. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. However God wants to do it, let him do it. Get out of the way. Hallelujah. And let God do it. Let the Christ in you produce perfect results. We got to get up to that level, my sisters and brothers. Let the Christ in you produce those perfect results in every area of your life. And all is well. Relax. Let go. And let God. Relax. Let go and let God. Don't try to hurry God. Don't try to force God. He knows the right time. He knows the right season. He knows when you're ready. Yes, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. For the Bible tells me so. That's a loving God. We serve a loving God, a true God, a God that is producing. Great producing, great things in you. Love, peace, order, perfect results. In every phase of your life. Release your life to Jesus Christ. Release that situation that you're going through to Jesus Christ. Release that person or those individuals on your job, in your home, in your family, in your neighborhood, in your church. Release that person or those individuals to Jesus Christ. Cry out this morning, God, I release my boss to you. I release my sisters to you. I release my brothers to you. I release my mom to you. I release my father to you. I release my husband to you. I release my wife to you. I release my grandchildren to you. I release my great-grandchildren to you. I release my nieces and nephews to you. I release in the name of Jesus that situation that I'm going through right now to you. Release it right now in the name of Jesus. I release my life to the perfect outworking of the Christ consciousness right now. And some of you that are listening, you need to release those persons, those situations. Release them to Jesus Christ and watch God move in your life like never before. This is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, PhD, in the blessed city of Baltimore. Release those situations to Jesus Christ right now and write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. That's Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T, PhD, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. We thank God for Sheena DeKelly, our realtor, sponsoring our broadcast, Dr. David Gaines of Ebony Styles, and Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close of Harry P. Close Funeral Services. We thank God for you, and we release everything in the hands of the Almighty Living God. Expect the hand and move of God upon your life like never before. From this day forth, I believe in miracles. What about you? God bless you real good. Once again, this is your Power Hour of Prayer with your Chief Apostle, P.A. Stewart. God bless you. Tune in again tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. In the name of Jesus, God bless you real good.